Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst, as always, as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading namhlanje siku Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, wakhona nge-NIV translation. Ithi le verse, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. Yilo izuka uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje, the writer of this verse is giving us a mandate that we must see to it that no one is deprived of the opportunity of hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the gospel of grace. He also wants us to make sure that we must see to it that no one, after hearing the gospel, will turn away from the Lord to worship other gods. When the writer spoke about bitter roots that grows and defile many, he is quoting from a verse in Deuteronomy 29:18. La Moses spoke to the Israelites, warning them that no woman or a man, no clan or a tribe will turn away from the Lord to worship the God of other nations. And to make sure that there's no root among them that produces such a poison. And all in all, he was warning about idolatry. Manje, the very portion is repeated in the New Testament again, meaning that it is our warning too in the New Testament. Some may say, I don't kneel to the idols. Ngoba say, sita ngikuqela iThixo. But you may not be kneeling to the idols and yet be an idolater. You may not be kneeling to the idols and yet you are an idol worshipper. If you are a stubborn person, according to the book of 1 Samuel 15:23, God regards stubbornness as a sin of idolatry. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, the Bible regards greediness as the sin of idolatry. If the word convicts us to repent from something and we don't do that, that is stubbornness. That is to be stiff-necked, and that is idolatry. Today, people worship men. They turn their leaders or pastors as God. When they pray, they say to God, bathi kumabe khuleka bathi uNkulunkulu kazibanibani. Akusasa uNkulunkulu wabo, uNkulunkulu kazibanibani. Today, when people pray, bari mudimu wabadimu. Mabe khuluma khuleka kuNkulunkulu mudimu libadimu barona. Manje, they are putting their dead loved ones in the same level with God Almighty. Uma sithi uNkulunkulu nabaphansi, it means we are taking abantu bethu abalala sibabeka ku same category noNkulunkulu. Anything that comes before God in our lives is an idolatry. Into oyithatha kuqala oyibeka important kimi nawe is an idolatry. UJesu ku Matthew 6:24 wathi, we cannot serve God and money. Either we may be devoted to the one and despise the other. Manje, this tells us that there are people who worship money. In Proverbs 15:27, it says, whoever is greedy for unjust gain troubles his own household. Abantaba greedy, they've troubled their own household. Abantaba greedy, they've troubled the nation. Abantaba greedy, they've troubled everyone. Siyababona go television. Abantu ababekuma position athile emisebenzini abanye baku government ngenxa yobu greedy. And izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi, whoever is greedy for unjust gain trouble his own household. And umpostoli Paul kwincwadi yamaPhilippians 3:19 uthi, their God is their stomach and their glory is their shame. Their God is their stomach and their glory is their shame. Manje, the next verse that comes after verse 15, lapho kwincwadi yamaHebrews ikhuluma kuHebrews 12 kule verse besifunda Hebrews 12:15. The next verse here corner, verse 16 or corner, umenshina the name of Esau. Esau sold his birthright for the cup of soup, meaning that his God was his stomach. Njengoba Apostle Paula ekhuluma ku Philippians 3:19 ethi, their God is their stomach and their glory is their shame. Manje lana sithola ukuthi nayo Esau, it means his God was his stomach, and that even led him bitterness. Ngoba sifunda nge bitterness kule verse, and sifunde nengaye Jacob, I mean Esau, who was bitter against his brother Jacob. Manje, today I would like us to talk about bitterness. Bitterness as in hostility. That is a very bitterness. It grows as a root that grows and defile many and cause trouble. Ngoba abantu ababitter. They are bitter to the extent kutinto yabo bayayifake kwabanye abantu. And there are people who are bitter against God. Why? But why uNkulunkulu has you allowed ukuthi lento yenzeke kithi? Why uNkulunkulu this? And they started to be bitter against God. Ukuthi noma ukhuluma ngezwi kaNkulunkulu anyanye umuntu. Manje sibona abanye, they are bitter against their sibling. Njengaye uEsau, who was bitter against his brother uJacob. Some are bitter against their pastors. And some churches are splitted because of bitterness. A spreader, lament who are defiling many. Esau is one of the people in the Bible who is counted amongst those who are bitter. His bitterness spread from generation to generation. It went down to his descendants, who were the Amalekites and the Edomites. The Amalekites tried to hinder Israel not to cross over from Egypt to occupy the inheritance in Canaan. People who are bitter will try to stop us not to possess our inheritance. Unkulunkulu asinikeze yona. The Amalekites engage into battle with the Israelites. La Moses had to sit down on the rock and lift up his hand. As long as he lifted up his hand, the Israelites would conquer. And there was a time that Aaron and Hur helped him when his hands was tired. And go Exodus chapter 17, go verse 14. God instructed Moses to write down the scroll and made sure that Joshua heard about it. What uNkulunkulu it's raised that God's intention was completely to blot out the name of the Amalekites from under the heaven. This tells us how serious is God against bitterness. Bitterness is the result of unforgiveness. And Ephesians 4:31, it let all bitterness and the wrath be put away from you. How do we put away bitterness from us? We put it away by speaking it out, confessing. Njengoba sibona nabanye eBhayibheleni no Jeremiah. UJeremiah was bitter. Ngezinto ezimvelelayo ukuthi ayoba wayehlele khala njalo aza athi futhi nalelizwi ngiyaliyekela uNkulunkulu kushumayela aphinde yena athi your word is like a fire in my bones. He was bitter emfana omncane ngoba kufanele ashumayeze abantu abaqinile inhliziyo, but at the ultimate end ayikhuluma ibitterness yakhe lapha ku Lamentation 3 ku verse 19-23. He confesses that maka ikonfesa ibitha but ikwibitterness yakhe wayijika yena maka qeda ukuyikonfesa wayenza ihope. Wathi, because of the Lord's great love and that God compassionates never fail, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness of God. Wabona ithemba, waba nethemba kuNkulunkulu, washintsha ibitterness yakhe wayikonfesa. Wasusa amehlo akhe ebantwini wawabeka kuNkulunkulu, wambona kuNkulunkulu ukuthi the steadfast of the Lord never ceases, his mercy never come to an end, they are new every morning. Ngani ngoba manje uyisusile ibitterness yakhe ebantwini, wayiconfessa and makaqeda waqala waba nethemba wabheka kuNkulunkulu. And again siyamthola even noHabakhukhu, ukuthi uHabakhukhu naye Begu muntu wayine bitterness wabakhuku. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngaye. The way wayine bitterness ngakhona, waya kuNkulunkulu wakonfronta uNkulunkulu ukuthi kanti wena uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu onjani? Obheka abantu abenza izinto ezimbi, ungakhulumi lutho. And uNkulunkulu kuyilesikhathi azamtshela ukuthi makahambe ayome endaweni ethile. Wathi uNkulunkulu kuye, wathi write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets for that the herald may run. Wama endaweni ethile, wathi I will stand at my watch and station myself on the rampart. I'll look to see what he will say to me and what answer I'm giving to this complaint. Ebitha kuNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi uyabayekelela abantu namehla kahle ubheke ububi abasenza bona, but at the same time uma sibheke egcineni the very Habakkuk egcineni sithola ukuthi manje lapha ku chapter 3 wakhona verse 16 wakhona uthi lapha, yet I will be patient. Waqala waba ne patience. Wathi yet I will wait with patience for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there's no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fails and the fields produces no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the hills, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like a feet of deer. He enables me to go on the heights. Manje siyabona naye ukuthi egcineni wakhuluma lamazwi ngani ngoba manje wasusa amehlo akhe ebantwini waqala wabhekisa kuNkulunkulu. Ibitterness ifuna ukuthi uyikonfese. And uma uqeda ukuyikonfesa ususa amehlo akho kubantu or kwizinto ezikwenza ukuthi ube bitter. Ubheke the very God, uNkulunkulu othembekile, ukuthi ngesikhathi esifanelekile, uNkulunkulu uthi vengeance is mine. Ngizokulwela. Manje sibheke nendaba kaJobu, ukuthi uJobu ngokwakhe chapter 7, na uyakhuluma ngebitterness. UJob waye bitter naye. And no Jesu Christo wasisiza. Ngoba uJesu Christo dealt with bitterness on the cross. And noma bemnikeza something bitter to drink, uJesu Christo azange azayivume. Manje uJesu Christo wasinqobela ibitterness on the cross. Ngokuthi ale ukuba bitter ngento abazenzile. Waze washo uJesu Christo wathi uNkulunkulu baxolele abakwazi abakwenzayo. The very bitterness uJesu ukuthi abantu bangabi bitter. Siyathola ukuthi noStefana uma bemgcoba ngamatshe lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu make vula amehlo akhe make bheka wabona uJesu Kristu emile hayi, and at the same time wabaxolela nabo wathi baxolele uNkulunkulu ngaloko abakwenzayo. Manje uma singeke asusa amehlo ethu ebantwini, ngoba naye uStefana uma bemgcoba wasusa amehlo akhe kubantu abamgcobayo wabhekisa amahle phezulu wabona uJesu Kristu emile, and that time makambona waqala waba neforgiveness kuye wathi uNkulunkulu ungababaleli ngalokho abakwenzayo. Ibitterness ifuna ukuthi ususa amehloko ebantwini. Ibitterness into espredayo, uyispredela kwabanye abantu. Namhlanje sithola ukuthi there are many ama-families angasezwani namhlanje. There are many families abangasihambelani. Ibitterness yaqala yatshelwa umuntu oyi-one. Mayitshelwe umuntu oyi-one wayispreada kwabanye. Kwizizukulwane ngezizukulwane azisahambelani. Ngani? Ngoba ubanibani owenza kulokhu wenza lokhu and ispreadwa umuntu oyi-one azayo engcwabeni eshiye le bitter root elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu defiles many. Udefile abantu abaningi ngale bitterness yakhe. Amafamily awasazwani namhlanje. Manje uma sibheka futhi ukuthi ibitterness ka-Esau kumfowabo uma uNkulunkulu athi wabulala ama-Amaleki And uNkulunkulu ethumela uSaul ukuthi abulale ama-Amaleki. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uSaul azange awabulale wonke ama-Amaleki, washiya u-Agag. Manje uma sibheka izwi kaNkulunkulu kwincwadi ka-Esther, ukuthi the very bitterness yakhe yaze yawufinyelela nalapho babekhona bo-Esther. Masifunda incwadi ka-Esther lapha ku-chapter 2 verse 5 ifundeka kanje. There was a man in Susa, a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin, named Mordecai, son of Jay, son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. So we siyabona ke lapho ukuthi uMordekhayi, he was the descendants ka Kish uSaul, the father ka uBenjamin. And ku chapter 3 ka Esther ku verse 1 wakhona it says, after these events King Xerxes honored Haman, the son of Hammedata, the Agagite, elevating him, giving him a seat of honor with higher than the other nobles. So we see a bonu guti manje. U Agag lo abamthola. Laphayana babethinjiwe kwakuyisizukulwane samaMaleki lesi esashiywa uSaul makuthiwa makadestroye yonke into. UNkulunkulu makathi makubulawe wonke umuntu nomfana nomntwana nani, it's because uNkulunkulu wayefuna ukuthi le nto yebitterness isuke all in all, ngani ngoba ibitterness kuba khona la isithola phambili, but azange akwenze lokho. Manje siyabona ibitterness yakhona ukuthi ispread how far. Lento ka masibheka ke khona ezwini likaNkulunkulu sifunda lapha kwincwadi kaEsther, siyathola ukuthi manje le ndaba yebitterness kaHamani bitter against uMordekhayi, wayengazi naye ukuthi yibitter root esuka ebazalini bakhe. Simthola ukuthi kuverse 8 and 9 kwincwadi kaEsther utshela inkosi u-Xerxes, ethi enkosini u-Xerxes, uyazi kukhona abantu abayilesizwe abagcwele kule ndawo. And lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu wazi wathi kunkosi u-Xerxes, la bantu laba abantu abagcwele yonke le ndawo, and into edingekayo ukuthi siyenze ukuthi sidingeke ukuthi sibadestroye laba bantu. And izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uma eseplane lokho waze waplana nokuthi uzofaka imali ezokwenza ukuthi laba bantu lesisizwe saka-Israyeli sidestroye sisonke. Manje siyayifunda mangcwele lapha kuverse 8 and 9 ka-chapter 3 wakhona kwincwadi ka-Esther. Ithi, then Haman said to King Xerxes, there's a certain people dispersed and scattered among the people in all over province of the kingdom, whose customs are different to those of all other, and who do not obey the king's laws. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will put 10,000 talents of silver into royal treasure for the men who carry out this business. Manje siyambona ukuthi bitterness yakhe uze uyayisponsora ukuthi makubulawe laba bantu. Manje yizinto ezenzakalayo ukuthi bitterness sihamba nayo. Not only amaMaleki bekwama descendants ka Esau owayene bitterness against his brother. Ngisithola ukuthi nama Edomites. Masithola indaba yama Edomites. Geographically iEdom was taken by Esau and the descendants ayithatha kwisizwe sama Heronites. Manje lesi sizwe sama Heronites uma sibheka ezwini likaNkulunkulu again ukuthi uma uNehemiya ezokwakha kukhona abantu abamelana naye uSanballat noTobias, even nale mfazi loyana the false prophetess uNaidina. But ihistory yalaba bantu uSanballat noTobias, they came from the area leyama Edomites. Although we don't know ukuthi bekwa ama Edomites, but they came from that area, ama Heronites, lapho uSe wayithatha khona indawo way occupy. So manje even noma sekuyokwakhiwa indonga zase Jerusalem, that bitterness yaspreada nakubantu ababe ku area ekuhlala khona ama Edomites. Manje that is why izwi likaNkulunkulu lisibhalele the book of Obadiah. the book of Obadiah irifera kuma idolize ngicela ukuthi mawufuke ekhaya uyifunde ithi leli lizwi the vision of Obadiah. This is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. Manje ke laba bantu they were very bitter to the extent sokuthi uma isizwe saka Juda siyiswa ku captivity bekwabantu abamelene nabo abamelene no Israel elithi ku verse 10 wakhona, because of the violence against your brother Jacob you will be covered with shame, will be destroyed forever. On that day you stood aloof while strangers carried off the wealth and foreigners entered the gates and cast lots of Jerusalem. You were like them. You should not look down on your brother in the day of misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the days of their destruction, nor boast so much in the days of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity, in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down the fugitive, nor hand over the survivors in the day of their trouble. Manje yiko lokho esikubonayo. Manje isikhathi sesiphelile. May God richly bless you. This is Apostle Gwen in Jesus' name. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.